over the years, is there a more complete quarterback you think you've gone up against?
I went up against some good quarterbacks. Yeah, it's some out there, but he one of the best. One of the best, yeah.
Do you relish it when you get to face a guy that moves around so much? I mean, he's accurate and can do a lot of things from anywhere on the field. Mm-hmm. Do you relish that? Maybe lick your chops a little bit when you get to go after a guy like that?
Well, a defensive lineman never likes mobile quarterbacks. You know, it just make it that much harder on us. You know, to chase them down. And first, you got to beat a guy in pass rush. Then, you got a quarterback that can get away from you. So you got to chase him down. It just makes the rush a lot harder. But you know what you do lick your chops at doing is whenever you do get a chance to put your hands on a scrambling quarterback and make him feel your pain for having to run around and chase him. And that's what you lick your chops for right there.
Does young Antonio have a different answer to that question?
What you mean?
About defensive linemen don't like chasing guys.
We don't like chasing running quarterbacks, man. We like hitting them. Even when I was young, you don't want to chase them. You like them ones that try to run, but they're not that athletic. So you get them. You want sacks. You don't want to miss no sack.
What do you think the defense can do to improve themselves? You got a bunch of stretches, a bunch of games where you've played really well. Maybe a play here or a quarter there where things haven't gone your way.
I think we played our best, man, when we just don't give up the big play, you know, no minimal mistakes, you know, and whenever we get our opportunity to make plays and get teams off the field, that's what we got to do. That's the number one thing, playing defense. You know, they're gonna get their yards, they're going to get their first downs, but you just got to get them off the field when you got the opportunities to get them off the field.
Tell us you get a chance to look at the shoes that you're going to be playing.
What do you think?
Man, I think they're amazing. I think he did an awesome job. Grateful, you know, for the opportunity the NFL is ready to do to kind of put that out there. Whatever you want to do with your foundation and out in the community that they would allow us, you know, to customize our cleats in a way where we can get it out there to the world. You know, that's not even just here in America. You know, football is branching out to other continents, you know, so I think that's an amazing thing.
What's the story behind your shoes? What's the story behind your shoes?
Childhood obesity. Little people with big challenges. Yeah.
Why is that special to you?
It's just something that's near and dear to my heart, you know. I'm an Oklahoma country boy. We like to eat, you know what I'm saying? I've just seen a lot in my life. I've been through a lot, you know. That's just something that me and my sister Antoinette, you know, just really wanted to jump on and tackle.
Will it feel a little different when you look down? And the football allows you this great megaphone, this big voice to reach a lot of people. Will it feel a little different when you step out on the field and you look down and you see those cleats?
It probably won't feel no different, but it would make a difference. It'll definitely make a difference. I think that you wear the badge of your life, you know, around you, both good, both bad, you know. I would say that me just having it on my cleats is not something that would make me feel different when I wear that every day in my life, you know.